this ghostly shadow to his burning eyes. Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Romeo, Rome. Rome, Romeo. Yeah. The streets at night, and under his feet lay all the remains of all the cruisers before him. But out of the alley comes these green laser eyes, saying, closer, closer. Juliet! But he's still alone. Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Romeo, Rome. Rome, Rome, Rome. Yeah.
All right, folks, that right there is the Wipers. Let's see my headphones. Can I hear? Ah, much better. Okay. So the Wipers and those guys are out of Portland, formed in the late 70s, and they're active into the 90s. Love those guys. I have to admit, I didn't, well, of course, I would not have been old enough to know about the Wipers, really, at that time. But I didn't discover them until not long ago, actually. There's always those bands that you discover. You're like, wait, how come everybody else has been listening to these guys except for me? So anyways, we heard the song, let's take a look here, Romeo from the 1983 record entitled Over the Edge. Now, that record was released on Trap Records and Brain Eater Records. Those guys, it's interesting, they had this weird plan when they were formed to record 15 albums in 10 years, that was their deal, without touring or any promotion. So that was their deal. And they ended up, doing relatively well in the world of rock and roll, especially sort of in that scene. But what else can I tell you? They influenced a lot of bands, including like Nirvana, the Melvins, Mudhoney, and... of course, they are out of Portland, so Pacific Northwest representing right there. All right. My name is Anita B., and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am here until 8 o'clock, so 6:30 until 8. And my premise here is Canadian music. Now, those guys aren't Canadian, but I think it's okay to mix things up a bit. So I used to be so, so strict about only playing Canadian music. And then my friend, she actually was the music director here at the station. And she was like, you know, you don't have to be so stringent. And I was like, I don't? She's like, it's your show. I'm like, I guess it is, isn't it? So there you go. I have often thought about changing the theme of this show actually from Canadian music, interestingly enough, to I've gone through a whole time when I wanted to focus just on the Pacific Northwest. I was like, we're just going to do some sort of like Seattle, you know, I don't know, Boise, that kind of counts as a PNW, Portland, Vancouver, etc. And then I don't know, I just stayed with the Canadian deal. And well, we are going to listen to some Canadian music right now. So anyways, there you go. This show's only every second week. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8, of course, every second Wednesday. All right. So let's see what I have up next. I have got a Canadian band. These guys, you can't not love them. They were actually formed at about the same time, interestingly enough, as the Wipers. And I'm talking about the Dish Rags. Now, those guys were originally from Victoria. Three girls. And they were formed in high school. You're crazy. So they went to high school in Victoria. But then they eventually made their way over to Vancouver. They had a lot of fame as being really one of the first punk rock all-girl bands, which is pretty cool. And there you go. Now, Jade Blade, she would be the lead singer. She ended up, and I'm going to play them next. So she ended up later on forming a band on Mint Records, Volumizer. And my old band, as a matter of fact, played with those guys, and they're really good. So I'm going to play those guys after. So there you go. So let's hear something from the Dish Rags. We're going to hear the song. What do I have here for us? What's wrong with me? The Dish Rags. Wait a second here. Okay. Hold on a second here. What song do I have queued up for us? There's something wrong with me. I Don't Love You. I often play us that song. I'm going to play us maybe Silence. That's what I'm going to play us. There you go. Let's listen to this song. And let's make sure everything is all good. I think so. All right, this is the Dish Rags, the station's CITR, 101 FM, Vancouver.
I'm say that it couldn't be that way. 'Cause I have been wondering, why would you have to stay?
No, you didn't have to go.
If you stay. If you stay, then I wouldn't have to change.
All right, folks, that right there is a band called Plants and Animals. Now, those guys are from Montreal, and I haven't played them in ages. And they're kind of an interesting band. They've been around forever, and they had some songs there. They have a lot of songs, actually, that are just instrumentals. So there you go. And before that, we heard, oh, yeah, Volumizer. That's a great song. I Promise You, Thomas. Now, that song, if I'm not mistaken, was released around the turn of the century, so like around 2000 or so. And that is on the record Gaga for Gigi, which was released on Mint Records. The band featured Jade Blade and Rodney. So there are three of them. Actually, there might have been four. There was another female. And they were all from sort of big bands, local bands, like from like punk rock scene in Vancouver in the late 70s, early 80s kind of thing. And yeah, Jade Blade, of course, being from the Dish Rags. And then prior to Volumizer, we heard a Dish Rags song, Silence. Now, they put out two EPs, the Dish Rags, and I'm still trying to ascertain which EP that song was released on. Anyways, the time is 6:48. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And the station is UBC's campus radio station. So this is CITR. If you're curious about the station, we've been around, well, sort of forever, but only in the past, I don't know, like year and a half or so or less, we have a new station. It's in the new sub building, so Student Union building. I kind of miss the old station, though. I mean, that had been there for so long, and it had so much history. And so, I don't know. I mean, this is great. But that's our station. Now, I'm going to be moving into playing different stuff tonight. The theme of my show is Canadian music, but I like all kinds of music and from different places. So I'm going to play this song I've really been into. I'm a big Tribe Called Quest fan, so and it's my show, and I can play what I want. They could be one of my, on and off, at some points have been like my favorite band ever. Just love, especially Q-Tip. Huge Q-Tip fan. And sadly, incredibly sad, it was just over a year ago, like 13 months ago. It was in March that Fife Dog died. So terrible, so tragic. And he died of diabetes, of all things. Yeah. So he was 45. It's sad. So anyways, I'm going to play us something, their newest hit, and it's called, hold on, I got it right here. Where is it? Am I good? Where am I? I'm going to play us the song. Oh, wait a second here. Do I have it ready to go? What's wrong with me? I must have closed that. Okay, hold on one second here. Hold on a sec, folks. I'm good. Oh, yeah, We the People. This song is so killer. This was, what can I tell you about it? It was released in the fall. I feel like it was happening right around the time of the American presidential campaign. And it was like, it's so timely. Let's just put it that way. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking. And we're going to hear We the People here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. Simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know my shit's cold. Hand sentiment because I ain't so bold. But hey, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers and your statisticians. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about a hitting. Yeah. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hit and witten. The tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Coop on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. Folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC. And let's just take a look at what we listened to. That, of course, was Fugazi with a song, such a good song. It's like one of my favorite, Waiting Room. They're not Canadian. No, they're not. They're from, of course, Washington, D.C. Discord Records, those guys. That was, let's take a look here. That was released in, on a rec. What was it called? I have it right here. I typed it in. First demo. It was their first demo. That was the deal. And, of course, Waiting Room. All right. Now, before that, we heard something from a local band, The Defectors. And the song was Street Panic from their record Black Dreams. That was released a few years back. And the Defectors include Jeremiah. Let's see, Jeremiah Hayward. I've seen them before, once or twice. I think there's three. my old band used to share a space with those guys. They're cool guys. All right, then of course, A Tribe Called Quest was in there with the song We the People from the record. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. The time is 7:02. And let's move on with some weather. What do you guys think of that? I know I'm curious. The weather has been terrible here, just awful, in my opinion, and cold. Well, of course, I think everybody would agree. It's just gross. Like, the sun really hasn't shone. I was going to say shone much lately. It's been raining as it usually does. What else can I tell you? It's been cold. If you're lit, why am I telling you things? I'm just saying if you're from out of town and you're curious. So today's already the 19th. I'm marveling at how quickly time has flown. See, today is April 19th. That's so crazy. And it's exciting because it's April. Because it's baseball season and it's all underway and it's exciting. Currently, I am watching the Tigers-Rays game. When I say currently, I mean it's a suspended game. I left my house bottom of the third and I think we're up 2-1. And I've made a point of not looking at my phone. So I hope that I don't get, I don't want anyone to spoil it for me. So who knows? Miggy got He got a 2-run hit. No, not. Yeah, I think. Yeah, anyways, he got a nice hit. So we'll see. They are playing. Looks like they're playing at good old Tropicana Stadium in St. Petersburg. And the Rays. Now, I always think of the Rays as the Devil Rays. I'm still, stuck at that point in time because that's a way cooler name for a baseball team. The Devil Rays. Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe people, the Southern, religious sect got, who knows? I'm guessing that's the best guess as to why they changed their name. I should look it up, but right now, whatever. Let's talk about weather. I went on a tangent. Weather, today is Wednesday, so tomorrow's Thursday, and the high is only 12 degrees Celsius, which is like 55 Fahrenheit, yuck. And it's a mix of rain and clouds and potentially, sun, maybe. Friday, it says mainly sunny, yay, with a high of 15. And then we move into the weekend, and this is the day that I'm most concerned with, Saturday, because my baseball team, the Strathcona Stevedores, we are playing our first game of the season at 10 a.m. Ew. Yeah, it's opening weekend for the East Fan Baseball League. We are playing the Spikers, the Railtown Spikers. And then, so we move into Sunday and, light rain and a high of 12. So I guess it's spring. Now, according to this, Monday, the 24th of April is only a high of 9. Yuck. And rainy. So that's like, yuck. Okay. So now we know not to expect too much, and there you go. Now what do I have next coming up for us? I've got a band. I'm kind of excited about these guys. Now, they're called the Iron City House Rockers. Iron City being, of course, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they started off as like a bar band. And then they morphed into more of a sort of rock and roll bar band. Then they moved into sort of a more of a punk sounding band. And there you go. I like this. So they were formed in 1976 by a high school special ed teacher. Love it. I say that because I used to teach special ed. I now teach social studies and geography. So we have a lot in common. I used to, teaching special ed, let me tell you, it's not the easiest, depending on the type of special ed you teach. I was hoping initially to become a teacher of the intellectually disabled. And my favorite comment from my mom was like, oh, you can relate to those kids, Anita. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean? You'd be so good at that. You could relate to them. And I'm like, okay, all right. Not like there's anything wrong with being intellectually disabled. But I love working with those kinds of kids, like kids with, Down syndrome and whatnot. They're just the most lovable kids. But I did not end up getting that sort of dream job. I got my post-grad in special ed. But I ended up working with kids with learning disabilities. And that was okay. And then I got put into, like, the gangsta, like, program. I got switched schools and then... Oh, that was tough. It was a tough job. I taught senior alternate program. And then long story short is I worked my way up and out of special ed into the mainstream program. And you have just as many kids that are gray area that fall through the cracks. And then you got classes of like 30 and you're like, wow, this is crazy. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking about myself and let's talk about Iron City House Rockers. And I bought a record today. Yeah, I was actually on a field trip out in Fort Langley with all the ninth graders. We were off doing some historical stuff over there. And I had a chance to get out and go to this vintage, like this antique place. And I bought an Iron City House Rockers record. All right. So let's listen to these guys. We're going to hear the song... have a good time, but get out alive. All right. And there you go. That's all I can tell you, I suppose. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So there you go.
You were born with a right to roam that night. Don't put those chains on me. I am real and I am free. But I'll be what I want to be, that's right. Have a good time, but get out alive. Don't you know only the strong survive? Have a good time, but get out alive. You want it. Didn't matter who you hurt, cause you don't hurt no one like you hurt yourself. You took anything that you could get, you did it all with no regrets, and you tried so hard, but you can't forget your past. Have a good time. Have a good time. Have a good time.
September concerts in CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up?
Playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama bless me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com.
Never fly.
CITR is the station, and that right there, my friends, was the Tubuloids. Let's take a look. That is from their newest record entitled Getting Weird, and I do happen to play baseball with Rob, who is a Tubuloid. He's a guitar player, and he plays on the Mount Pleasant Murder. I think he's still on the Murder this year. Some of the teams have been sort of shuffled a bit. But that song was called Couch Surfing. So there we go. I actually had the Tubuloids in studio, I don't know, in the fall maybe? And they were fun. It was awesome. All right. Before the Tubuloids, we heard we heard Granddaddy. Good for me. That was from their like 2000 record, The Software Slump. And sometimes I forget, like, you know, some of these records that you listened a lot to at the time, because I did. It's like, wow, I like rediscover them. And that song is called The Crystal Lake. Now, Granddaddy, they've been around for a really long time. I didn't realize how long. So that was actually their second record, The Software Slump, I believe. Yeah, the first one was Under the Western Freeway, which was released in 97. And they actually got back together like five-ish years ago. So they're back. And they have a new record out, so I should really play something from the new record. Yeah, I'm such a good DJ here. But you can't go wrong with Crystal Lake. That's a classic. There you go. They're from Modesto, California. And Jason Little is the lead singer. There's four of them. So there's Jason Little, one, two, three. No, I lied, five. He's Jason Little, singer, guitar player, keyboards, Kevin Garcia on bass, Aaron Birch on drums, Jim Fairchild on guitar, and you have a separate keyboard player, Tim Dryden. There you go, Granddaddy. All right, let's see. Oh yeah, Inherent Vices in there before that, of course. Inherent Vices, they're friends of mine. They are local. There are three of them. They are you got Burnside, Christopher Burnside. He's lead singer. They've been around for a while. They released, or they are releasing, two EPs as of late. They released one, 6 months ago. And they're supposed to be releasing another one. So they did a bunch of recordings. Who else do you have? Jeremiah Hayward. So Jeremiah was also in the band The Defectors, who I played earlier tonight. And Evan. You got Evan the drummer. So those are the Inherent Vices. We listened to the song Bummer Summer, which is my favorite song, off their tape entitled Terrible Visions. And there we go. The time is, 7:25. All right. And it's still light out. It's probably still cold out. It was really cold when I was coming here to the station. But anyways, what do we got next? We got A Little Hope next. Yeah, we need the hope. The Descendants, we're going to hear from Milo Goes to College, the song, the classic, Hope. Can't go wrong with this song. Those guys are on tour recently. I did not see them, but I know they played Seattle. There are a lot of, photos and whatnot. But there you go. Okay, so stay tuned to my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where I am your host, Anita B. And let's continue here with The Descendants on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, we're good. I'm just having some problems with a few things. So just bear with me, folks. God, what's going on here? I can do this. Let's try that. And I think we're good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Thinking about what my mama told me when I was a little boy. She told me when I couldn't help myself to get down on my knees and pray. Then I fell down on my knees. And these are the words that I said.
Save me, save me.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Sorry about that, guys. That was, I was like, okay, I know there's two songs happening at once. And there, oh, look at that. It just popped in. Oh, so annoying. We have, that's our Sam. We have this like program called Sam A and Sam B. And look at this. And you stop it and then something pops up. Oh my God. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to pop. That's so annoying. Anyways, so that sort of ruined the last part of that fashionism song, and I'm sorry. I couldn't figure out where the music was coming from. God, what is going on? Stop. Okay, I'm just going to turn that. Well, that's an idea. Turn down the channel. Okay, I'm having problems, as I always do. I am problematic as an individual. All right, 741. Okay. Ugh. What did we just hear? We just heard Fashionism. They're so good. I love Fashionism. They're my favorite local band by far. They've been around for a few years, a couple years, like 2.5 or so years. And there are four of them. So there's Alex on drums, who I spent a short period of time together with in a band, my very first band called the Go Devils. So there's Alex. There is, who else do we have? Of course, there's Jeff. He's the lead singer. Jeffrey McCloy. You've got Robin on bass. And of course you have, his face is right in front of me, his name. Anyways, there's four of them. They are, I share a practice space with those guys. And they have a new video for that song called Back in the Day. It's a 7-inch, and it's very cool. So check those guys out. Love them. Okay, so, and notably, Jeffrey McCloy has been in so many bands. Probably the most famous was the Newtown Animals. He also was a touring bass player, if I'm not mistaken. Or he played with the Smugglers on tour. I think he did, which is very cool. Speaking of which, oh my God, the Smugglers are coming soon to play. Not to play. They live here. But they have not played in, like, I don't know, a decade or something like ridiculous like that. And so they're playing sort of a reunion show here in Vancouver. And I'm going. So that should be very good. So you have to go. I have tickets. All right. So that's fashionism. Okay. Before that, I've had a long day, so I seem scattered. I was on a field trip all day. Anyways. Okay. Before fashionism. Oh, yeah. We heard T-Rex. Speaking of Sam, our computer program here is called Sam. We heard Telegram Sam from the 1972 record, The Slider. T-Rex is just, you can't beat them. They're so solid. So awesome. Let's see. Before that, we heard, oh, yeah, the Detroit Cobras in there. From their record released, I think it was in 05, called Baby, we heard the song Insane Asylum. And what are we listening to now? Oh, we've got some Flipper. Yeah, I really like Flipper. These guys are awesome. This song we're going to listen to is called Brainwash. And this is from an album entitled Public Flipper Limited Live 1980 to 85. It was released in 86. These guys, oh, so amazing, out of San Francisco in the very late 70s. Like, they were formed in 1979. And I can't go on enough about them. But let's just listen. I'm going to stop talking. And we only have 16 more minutes on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is where Canadian music is played sometimes. That's my motto, sometimes. This, of course, is out of California. But now, if you don't hear from me before I leave at 8, I will be back, of course, in 2 more weeks. Or at least I should be. There we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay. See, there's this. Never mind. Forget it. You wouldn't understand anyway. There's this. Well, and then, never mind. Forget it. You wouldn't understand anyway.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Yeah.
Bratmobile, of course. That was an oldie but a goodie. That was from, let's take a look. The record is called I Have This. Album is Ladies, Women, and Girls. And the song is called Gimme Brains. I believe those guys are from Olympia. I'm almost sure. I can only assume. Total Riot Girls. They were it. Then before that, we heard that crazy looping song from Flipper. Brainwash. It's like 6 and some odd minutes long. And oh my goodness. All right. The time is 7:52 and I'm pretty much out of here. I just wanted to let you know that McConan should be on air. McConan, his show is up next starting at 8. It's called Mixed Cassette. Now, if he doesn't show up, you'll get music. So it's all good. And of course, I will be back in 2 weeks. And what else do I need to tell you? Just that it's spring. Thank God. I need a change. That's what I need. Okay, so I'm going to play something that's like so mainstream, but I love the song so much. And so please don't crucify me, all you indie snobs. But I mean, I think everybody likes Nirvana. Yeah, I think you do. So the record is Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're going to hear the song, oh, my favorite, Aneurysm. And there you go. This is it. Speaking of Olympia, those guys spent a lot of time in Olympia. I've played a lot of Pacific Northwest bands tonight, haven't I? Yes, I have. So, 7:53, that's it. Of course, keep listening to good old CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.